There we go. All right, so you recall last time we talked a lot about how class was going for you, what strengths there were, what things that you could improve on and that sort of thing. And we, I wanted real quick before we talk about that, can I ask you, could you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 your perceptions of your own level of focus in class, 10 being the highest?
Probably now like an 8.
8?
Yeah.
And then your level of interest in English class specifically?
7.
And then your level of responsibility outside of class in terms of, could be dealing with homework, dealing with jobs, dealing with family, etc.
Probably an 8.
Okay, cool. So I remember last time we talked about creating a strategy to help you like make sure you're staying on top of your work, and you decided that you're going to spend an hour after dinner was going to be devoted to work. How well did that work for you?
It worked out really well,
you
actually.
You stuck to
it? Yep.
Cool. Are you still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. And you have, like, you've turned in a lot of stuff. I think you're up to an A in my class.
Yes.
You just, like, the last assignment just put you over. Yeah, 90.1. You're just there.
Fine by me.
So, and I think all your grades are in, so that's not going to change. So, very nice. Your average now is, you're at a 75 for the year, 90 for the quarter. So,
that's
depending
fine.
On how you do in fourth, that could change either way a great deal, I imagine. So very nice. Kudos to you on that.
Thank you.
I'm curious about the lit circle specifically, which we've been doing, which is sort of a new thing for this class. How did that go for you in terms of?
I mean, it was all right, but like, I felt like because a lot like my group, to be honest, half of us would do the work, half of us wouldn't do the work, and it kind of like put us back because we couldn't really discuss, or part of them didn't read like. I know I was the only one who read.
Uh-huh.
They were using SparkNotes and stuff. So I'm like, it was kind of hard to keep a discussion going. That's why we were done so early. And I don't know, I kind of just didn't feel like it worked.
Yeah, I sort of picked up on that with your group. There were mixed results depending on which group you're talking about. But I was really surprised because all four of you, I think, at least are pretty bright people.
Yeah, and then like, they were like, oh, I didn't read. And I'm like, I was the only person who read? Like.
So let's see if I have my teacher radar set. So the two that did the work and the two that didn't that you're talking about, I would imagine it was you and Kira that did and Siani and Steven that did not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Not that they're not going to get in trouble or anything. You don't have to worry about that. So the discussion part itself did not work for you, really.
No.
What about the doing like a specific role?
That worked. Yeah, that I liked. That or like doing like kind of like questions if like you gave us like a packet of questions to do for each chapter. That kind of works a lot because I know we did that our sophomore year with
mm-hmm.
one of the teachers that used to work here. So I know those usually work, but like getting a set role really did help because I got to do different perspectives of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool, good to hear. So in terms of reading, actually doing the reading and understanding what you're reading and having fun with it, you would say, which of those would you say was affected by the change, if any?
The fun of the reading, definitely.
You enjoyed it more?
Yeah.
Okay. And then doing the reading and understanding it were more or less the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Do-do-do-do-do. One other thing I noticed, beyond the grade, the massive grade improvement and the turning things in, including the essay this time around, which is huge, is that you also have been participating in class a lot more, like
mm-hmm.
discussing and stuff. What do you think is the cause of that?
Cause like how low like my grade was, and like me and my mom talked about it, and I told like the main reason why is the essay that I didn't turn in that, and then the whole like not participating thing. So that kind of like put me into like trying to participate more, cause then I realized how much of that affects my grade.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm like kind of like the quiet student in class, so I don't know. It
there are a
just,
lot of the quiet students in
yes,
the second period.
Yes. And it's not like that, it's just I don't like answering a question and being wrong and then looking stupid to the rest of the class. That's kind of one of my reasons why.
Uh-huh.
It's just weird. I don't know. I just don't like everybody looking at me like, oh, you're really salty because you thought you got it right, but you didn't.
Gotcha. Well, if we're talking about, if we're being completely blunt, and if it's a question about a book,
mm-hmm.
they won't know if you're right or wrong because most of
them. That's true. That is true.
So you could always comfort yourself with that. I'm curious how you're doing in your other classes.
I'm doing really good, actually. Ever since, like, we, like, advised that plan to do an hour
mm-hmm.
of work each day, I've been doing a lot better in most of my classes.
Excellent. Good to hear. And then you're still planning on going to college after? Mm-hmm. After? I mean, that wouldn't change in a month,
no.
I don't think. Excellent. Do you have any specific ones in mind?
I want to go to Temple.
Okay.
Really bad.
For, do you know what you want to study?
Psychology.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I actually studied psychology when I was an undergrad. It's a good, it's fun, it's interesting stuff.
That's what I heard, and I've been wanting to do it since, like, 7th grade.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, like, my set goal.
Temple's a pretty big school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if my school is pretty big also. You can expect, I imagine, the first year or two of classes will be very large. There's going to be, like, auditoriums full of students.
Oh, I know that.
And then as you go on and things get more specific, you'll get, like, down to, like, smaller, like, 20-person classes and that sort of thing. And you'll get to select more the mm-hmm. specifics that you want to study. I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about. We already discussed the specific feedback on your essay, right?
Yep.
And then you said your mom's going to bring the waiver, which is mm-hmm. awesome. Cool. That's everything I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Really appreciate you meeting with me,
of
although
course.
I did have to track you down a little bit.
I know. It's because 6th period is kind of hard because I run the store, and then my like math teacher,
mm-hmm.
she got mad at our class, so I had to get notes from people. So I was like running around trying to get notes and everything. She never finished the notes because she was like, you know what? You guys don't want to participate? No more notes. Get them for somebody else. It's like,
yikes.
Great. So... That was like what I was doing.
Well, I wanted to give you a small token of my gratitude for being part
you.
Of my project. Buy yourself some breakfast on me.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And I will see you during